Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. As we salute another one of our Wisconsin farms that's making the century mark, this time we're traveling towards Rock County and the Edgerton area. The Westendorf family celebrating 100 years on that property, and one of the daughters is along with us, Jane Lefebvre. Jane, talk to us a little bit about the history of the farm. When did the family acquire the land that turned into this century celebration?
Well, first of all, Pam, I have to back up. Rock County is my address presently, but it is not where the farm is located. The farm is located in Taylor County in Maplehurst Township. That said, then I should go on. In 1922, my great uncle George from Morrison, Illinois, purchased 360 acres in Taylor County for $10,000. Two of my dad's brothers, the Westendorf boys, moved there to help him and to follow their dream of creating a dairy farm. Immediately, they began clearing the land, which was totally wild. It was slow and difficult because it was heavily wooded. And much money was put into fencing the entire 360 acres. But unfortunately, 10 years later, the fencing was all destroyed by forest fire. And it would be a long time before they could buy dairy cattle, feed them off the land, or make any money farming. So therefore, in the time being, they lived on the money while they were clearing the land. They lived on the money they got from the sale of logs and beaver hides. They raised chickens and sold the meat and eggs, and they had a large garden. They bought a team of horses, which made clearing the land somewhat easier, but since they had no fields to produce food for the horses, they had to cut swamp grass and wild grass in the woods with a scythe to feed them. Labor-intensive indeed. Finally, by 1943, the last 16 acres were cleared. But by that time, the job was much easier. Bulldozers were now available, and the 16 acres were cleared in 203 days, which before would have taken them 4 to 5 years by hand. And during these early years, our dad, Russell Westendorf, was growing up and attending school in Morrison, Illinois. He went on to college on a scholarship, but wasn't able to graduate. The Depression halted his dream of becoming an engineer as he was forced to withdraw. And in 1933, he moved up to the farm. Shortly after that, his uncle died, and our dad became the sole owner of the farm. That is, until he married our mom, Dorothy, who was an area teacher, who became his lifelong partner, planner, helper, and boss, giver of the orders. They began a family and built a modern three-bedroom home, a new horse barn, a garage, created a lawn, planted trees and flowers, painted all the buildings a fresh, crisp white. Life was good with their four young daughters, who were always just alike in home-sewn clothes. You know, that was the era of the Lennon sisters.
Yes. Right.
So, that's how we came to have the farm.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you mentioned the difficulty early on in just trying to clear those 16 acres. How big did the farm ultimately end up being, Jane?
It 360 acres, but it included two woods.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, Taylor County, that is the common denominator. So talk to me about some of the other special stories that occurred on the farm. There's good stories, you know, weddings, and then there's those challenging stories, a storm or something like that. What do you recall?
Well, the story that really sticks in our mind is on October 16th, 1950, and disaster hit our family. At 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the barn was struck by a bolt of lightning and was soon engulfed in flames. At that time, of course, few rural homes had a telephone. My mom raced to a neighbor for help, who in turn drove another 5.5 miles where there was a phone. But the storm had knocked out the telephone there, so the neighbor had to drive another 6 miles to own the nearest larger town to sound the alarm. By the time the volunteer fire department arrived on scene, the barn was gone.
Wow.
Also destroyed was the milk house and all the contents, the supplies and the equipment in the barn, and tragically, the winter's supply of feed. They were able to save all the other buildings that may have been threatened by shift in the wind. Fortunately, the few animals in the barn were herded to safety outside. But winter was soon upon them, and our parents had to decide quickly on what was to be done with the cattle. This was October 16th. With four young daughters who were 6, 4, 2, and 6 months at the time, they had a lot on their plate. Well, they decided to build a new barn as quickly as possible. A sawmill moved in, and much of the lumber was sawed from timber on the place in the woods. Without the help of relatives and many, many neighbors, rebuilding so late in the fall would have been impossible.
Right.
46 men showed up for the barn raising, and many of their wives prepared mountains of food for the hungry workers. Even though I was only 4 years old, I remember the day well.
Wow.
It was so exciting, both inside the house and out.
I bet.
People working and talking and laughing, and all these men way up on the rafters in
mm-hmm.
the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And so much activity, so much going on.
Mm-hmm. That's a good story.
The cattle were moved into the new barn on December 10th, and the new barn was bigger. They built it 30 feet longer. December 10th was just a few days after 3 weeks after the fire. They built that barn in 3 weeks. And that fast time frame will always just amaze me.
And what year was that again, Jane?
That was in 1950.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I mean, that kind of unity in neighborhoods is just a great story. Did that barn then survive for the 100th anniversary, or what happened after that?
Yep, it did. Yep, they used it after my dad died in 1980, my mom kept farming for a while by herself, milking the cows by herself for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I have her genes.
Yes,
it's
I
pretty
heard.
Strong.
Now, we talk about how the farm got established. Tell me a little bit more now. As you pointed out, you girls were all born on that farm, are still staying connected to it. What's the
yeah.
long-term plan for the property?
Well, just to fill you in a little bit, what went on in the years following. Of course, the farm prospered some. Life went on, wasn't always easy. The soil in our neck of the woods was relatively poor and rocky, and farming was really difficult. However, during the 54 years Dad spent on the farm before his death, many, many new developments and advances made their life so much easier. Electricity, of course, in 1938 was a game changer. Phones, milking machines, tractors, and many advancements in machinery made life so much easier. And the list goes on and on. But like so many others, it seemed Dad always had a full job in town, as well as milking the cows and raising crops. Our folks made improvements in the house, the outbuildings, and the yard. The younger daughters were very involved in 4-H and showing animals at the fair, always Guernseys. We always had lots of pets and horses. And back in the day, farm kids were truly free-range kids. We had fun. We graduated, left home, went to college, and married, and brought our children back to the farm to enjoy it as like we did. Well, now, eventually, our parents passed away. Mom was almost 99 when she died in 2013. And we four daughters inherited the farm. We have had it by ourselves now almost 10 years. We all live close enough that we can get together there 4 or 5 days a month, mm-hmm. except in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It is a special time for us. We fix, we work, or we have fixed. What's dated or broken, we clean, sort, We decorate, we replace, we reminisce, we yard beautify, and we have lots of laughs and a darn good time while we're there. We really treasure our time at the farm. Some of our land right now is being used by a young farmer who lives relatively close by. We have sold a lot of it. We only have 120 acres now.
Mm-hmm.
Another neighbor keeps his beehives in the pasture. Mm. And we stay in touch with the neighbors we knew as children. And our plan is to keep doing just what we're doing for as long as we can, because we enjoy it so much. We value it so much. And we feel we're honoring our parents' legacy and all the hard work they did to make our farm a home.
Sure.
For 100 years.
Right, right,
first,
yeah.
First century.
Yeah, and do your kids have the same respect for that, Jane?
They do, but they don't come up very often.
Mm-hmm.
So we have really remodeled since my mother has died. She wouldn't let us touch anything when she was alive.
Sure.
She liked it just the way it was.
Yeah.
But we had bathroom problems. We've completely redone the bathroom, put in a glass shower,
mm-hmm.
and we've improved all the beds, and we've painted everything. We've resided, re-roofed. We're finally now getting to, and we've cleaned up a lot of storm damage. We had a lot of.
Oh, right.
We had a few. Our sun porch went down with a tree, and that was a big calamity.
Mm-hmm.
And then the snow collapsed the shed on part of the shed on the roof,
sure.
or the roof on the shed,
mm-hmm.
and we had to replace that. So we're always just kind of waiting for the next catastrophe. And hopefully we're done with it, but right now we're kind of in, you know,
uh-huh.
enjoying the fruits of our labor, and we sit back and we say, wow, we love this. It's everything's so nice.
Oh, that's excellent.
And we're really having fun with it now.
Well, that is fantastic, and what a great story. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Jane LeFave. She is one of the four daughters that grew up on the Westendorf Farm in Taylor County, celebrating 100 years being in that farm family. And like she said, trials, tribulation, and through it all, they still find solace in going back to the farm. That's another one of our Century Farm salutes going out today, courtesy of our friends from Compure Financial. We sure hope that you'll keep checking back and listening to more of these great stories about farm families and their neighbors that celebrate things like 100 years and 150 years of a farm, a home, being in the same family. For Compure Financial and this Century Farm salute, I'm Pam Yonke. Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.